This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulia, Hunter Brody, in. I love Broads Brody. It's killing me.
I have to call Odyssey to change it. I'm not calling Odyssey to change my name on the email address.
Like, I like the email address so much, I might email you. Like, instead of texting you, I might just send you an email this weekend, at Broads Brody. All right, so we'll get back to all your Phillies phone calls here. We're live at Ron Jaworski's golf outing at Riverwinds in South Jersey. It's a beautiful place. It really is cool down here, and the golf outing is going on. We're going to have some great guests coming up as the show rolls along, including Jaws in a little bit, to talk about a great cause that we're out here to represent and be part of. So, along with all the Phillies talk, we'll get back to your phone calls on the Phils, and your biggest concern right now, is it the pitching, which Lizardo is now part of, or is it this offense, which really, outside of three or four hitters, it's pretty darn meek. We'll get back to that, and Tri-Day Friday for a pair of tickets to see a championship season at the Man. But, Broads, I'm curious if you are with me or you're not concerned on this area of the Eagles. So, you know, mini camps been going on, OTAs and all that, right? And the Eagles lost so much from one area, and I feel like it's a thing that we're just assuming they're going to be okay there. So last year, the Eagles' defensive line and edge rushers as a whole were just really deep, right? They didn't have a Myles Garrett, but they had a lot there. They sent waves at the quarterback, as we saw in the Super Bowl. And I'm looking at it right now, I'm looking at that depth chart, and it's like, look, Jalen Carter's a great player. I believe in Nolan Smith. But after those two, you know, we lost Milton Williams. We lost Josh Sweat. Jordan Davis, we're all hoping that the breakout's finally coming. Eagles picked up that fifth-year option. We got the rookie Ty Robinson, Azeez Ojulari. But it feels thin to me, especially when you add in the retirement of Brandon Graham. I want to see how we go out this summer, right, between now and opening night against the Cowboys, and add something. Whether it be a star that wants out of a team, maybe we'll get to a name or two here, or just like another depth piece. I feel like we're thin at the part of our defense last year that really was deep. Where do you come down on the defensive line? Do we need to add something there?
I don't think we need to. Now, if they did, I wouldn't be upset, especially if it is a huge name and it's something that's, hey, 17 and a half sacks, yep, and he's not thrilled with his current spot. Like, of course, I would never be disappointed with a move like that from Howie. But as we sit here right now, I don't think they need to. I actually am really buying into Peloton Davis. I am buying
so this is the year he stays in shape.
Yeah, okay. You know what? And here's the thing. I was always worried that he didn't have the skill set. Like, they're asking him to be a pass rusher when he's just not a pass rusher. But I'm starting to wonder, is there something to the madness? Now, not everybody's trajectory is the same. He had to learn how to do this at this level and to be, you know, the guy that he is, and he has to get in shape, and he has to learn that, and it just took him a longer time than others, whatever. But I'm buying into Peloton Davis. I think Jalen Carter can continue to take strides. I mean, hell, we're told he doesn't even know what the position is yet.
Yeah, which is
so
amazing.
If those two are improving, you slot in a Ty Robinson that can help out for the loss of Milton Williams. He had 7 sacks last year from the interior.
The Vanilla Gorilla?
Yeah, I'm just saying, and you brought up the name that I'm actually... Actually, I'm going to say he's sliding under the radar as someone who I think could actually be a name that we rely on this year. I think Ojulari is going to be a player. Like, I really do think Ojulari is going to leave the Giants, come here. Vic Fangio is going to have his fingerprints all over this, and he's going to help. And a name that we're not talking about enough either is, I think Jahan Campbell is going to make an impact with pass rush. So it may look different. It may be a different style to the eye, but I think they could still get the same level of production even without Josh Sweat. Look, Josh Sweat, he kind of went in waves. You know, he's got the nice wave, and then he dies out a little bit, and he's got the nice wave, and he's a good player and a starter, don't get me wrong. But I think there are ways, even with Jalix Hunt, to find a way to contribute the same amount of sacks. It just looks different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, when you said all those names individually, especially Ojulari, because you look at early in his career, like, some of his production compared to young Hassan Reddick, it's kind of similar. Like, there could be a breakout from Ojulari. I agree with you. I like all of them individually. My concern is we're just not that deep. Like, if Aziz Ojulari gets hurt, what are we doing off the edge? You know what I mean? Like, we're hoping Jahad Campbell can just, like, do it, and though he hasn't done it much. And if you have an injury on the defensive line, whether it be God forbid Carter, but, like,
yeah, that would set everything
if
up. Da-
even if Davis or Ojomo get hurt, it just feels thin. I feel like we are thin at an area the Eagles are always deep, and that concerns me. All right, let's hear from Jalen Carter, because you mentioned Ty Robinson, and maybe they got a steal there in the fourth round. Listen to what Jalen Carter said at OTAs about Ty Robinson and what maybe he's ready to do this year as a rookie.
Boy, fine. I ain't gonna lie. He moving good. He a big boy. I seen his highlights before he came. Knew what they was talking about, and, you know, he here and he working. You know, I think he's gonna have a big impact this season.
Man, why was he a fourth-round pick? Because every highlight I've seen, it's like, he could play.
I know. It happens. Sometimes guys slip, and you just got to make sure you pounce at the right time. But, yeah, I mean, listen, one thing I want to give a lot of credit to, not just Nick Sirianni as the CEO head coach, but once you establish sort of your identity and brand as a team and an organization, you got to make sure the staff underneath of you succeeds.
Yep.
And I'm watching Quinyon Mitchell come in. And I know these guys have talent and all, but, I mean, when you see the amount of guys that come in and produce so early in their career at the clip that they do, I got to give a lot of credit to who's on the staff as well. And my point is, maybe a Ty Robinson, not that he's going to be as elite as Quinyon was as a shutdown corner, but there's clearly a track record of this staff getting their hands on youth and plugging them in and right away having them be a really good version of effective. And maybe we see something similar with Ty Robinson. I used to be worried about that, you know, youth.
Rookie,
you're
gonna
win.
Yeah.
But, you know, I also think that the athlete itself has changed, because these athletes are at 8, 9, 10 years old programmed to be ready at 21.
Yeah.
Where back in the day, you weren't as invested with dehydration and this and all that kind
of
stuff.
They're farther along now.
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe that plays a role too.
And look, Howie has done a great job. So we're starting to all trust him in the draft. Like, if he drafted Ty Robinson, Ty Robinson could probably play. I like all these guys individually. I guess the way I'd frame it is, last year they had a lot of count on guys. I could count. You're right. Josh Sweat wasn't great, but I knew what I was getting, right?
I could
count on Josh Sweat. Brandon Graham was an ultimate count on guy. I could count on whatever Brandon Graham had left in his body, he was going to give the Eagles. Milton Williams kind of became a count-on guy last season. We just have less count-on guys. I could count on Carter now. I think he's a special player. Jordan Davis, I mean, maybe Peloton Davis is count-on guy. Yeah, the Jordan Davis I've seen so far is not a count-on guy.
Well, let me ask you this. If they were to make a move, and it wasn't a big splashy one, but it's another depth piece.
A count-on guy?
Well, I was going to say, if they bring in something similar to an Ojulari, he probably won't be a, quote, count-on guy, but he'll be another addition to a team that you think is thin. How much does that move the needle
for
you?
Well, it helps a little bit. It would make me feel a little bit better. And even, look, I didn't want Huff here anymore, but, like, it's another body that they subtract. They subtracted a lot of bodies up front. 215-592-9494. Of course, a potential count-on guy, you kind of referenced him, Trey Hendrickson, one of our favorites. Now, before we get further in the conversation, we'll get back to your calls. Have you ever heard Hugh Douglas's take on Trey Hendrickson?
I don't believe I have.
Okay, so I'd say once every 2 or 3 days we bring up Trey Hendrickson, unprompted.
Every day now.
Yeah, it's really every day. One, because he's a great player that's potentially available.
Yep.
But two, so we can hear this. So this was part of a conversation Hugh and I had about Trey, I don't know, 2 months ago. Here it is.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey. Excuse me.
Come on. There's no way that's real.
That's you?
That's even worse than the way that you guys explained
totally
it to
undoctored
me.
Helium Hugh, yeah.
Now, I have heard you guys bring up Trey. Because I listened to the station. I never heard the context of it. Now it's even better, but... Can I hear that again?
Yeah, let's hear it.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
on, man. He sounds like a six-year-old, five-year-old trying to talk for the first time.
Sounds like he's blowing up a balloon. Kyle, where do you come down? Do we need a significant addition to the D-line?
So I don't know who needs Trey Hendrickson more, the Eagles or our show,
us,
for the purposes of abusing that. And Hugh's starting to get a little sensitive about it.
Yeah,
the more I play it, he's like, you really got to keep playing it?
Yeah.
Yes. The answer is yes, I do. I don't know. I mean, no matter how syndromic you are about this Eagles team and coming off the Super Bowl run, they clearly could use more on the defensive line. Yeah. You could never have enough pass rushers. I mean, especially edge rushers. You pair a guy like Trey Hendrickson, got, what, 16 sacks last season. You put him next to Jalen Carter, I mean, all hell's going to break. Yeah.
Bark, bark!
Yeah, I mean, like, tell him, Jolly. Like, the defensive line, I think, I mean, the loss of Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, and, like, considering Jordan Davis, question mark, no matter how much he ran on the Peloton last year.
You don't run on a Peloton.
Well, still a question mark. Whatever. Yeah, we ride the Peloton. No matter how much he's been doing that. Ojulari, a question mark. Josh Uche, I don't know if he's going to make the roster at the end of the day. And then you lose Milton Williams. Like, it's just there's too many question marks along the defensive line. I would like one more sure thing for me to feel good about it going into the season.
Yeah, I guess that's it. It's not – they don't have a lot of sure things, and it's a little thinner. Even – I mean, people love to bring up Ojomo, right, and what he could become. And I think he could play a little bit, right? And saw him on the field. He got into the backfield. He has zero career sacks since he got to the NFL. It's like that's not a count-on thing. I could use a count on it. I'm wondering where everyone comes down on the Eagles. Do they need another defensive lineman, edge rusher? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, let's get back to the phones here. On the Phils, what's the bigger concern, the pitching right now or the offense? And the Eagles, a spot we never seem to need more. Do we need more on that defensive line? Broz doesn't think so, counting on Peloton Davis. I need more, and if it's Trey Hendrickson, I mean – think about it.
Well, I wouldn't be mad.
I know.
If they bring in the Hendrickson.
I mean, who would be?
Well, have maybe I told you?
He
would be mad.
He's scared.
Have I told you my idea to make the Hendrickson thing work?
No,
because I know so every time we bring up like Trey Hendrickson or T.J. Watt, people are like, "Well, the Eagles don't have enough money, right? They got to pay all their guys." So Hendrickson is a great player who's holding out in Cincinnati. Doesn't want to be there because he feels disrespected, right? He's making like $20 million, and the edge rushers in the NFL, the best ones make $40 million. So I want to bring him in, I don't know, second, third-round pick, whatever it costs to rent him for 1 year. And I just want to boost up his salary for 1 year. Like, hey, Trey, we can't do it long-term, but how about you come here? We have like $25 million in cap room. Take 10 or 15 extra million. You feel good about where you're at in terms of the edge rushers in the NFL, you know, for this year. And you get to play for the Eagles, play in big games, and then you head out to free agency. I think he might be okay with that.
You sold me.
I'm in.
You sold me.
Howie, let's get this done.
I mean, for as down as I am with the Phils, it's the complete opposite with the Birds. You sell me a good idea, I'm already riding high. You know what I mean? We're good. I co-sign that any day.
You think you have the syndrome?
Does Broz have Super Bowl syndrome? Peloton Davis is Super Bowl syndrome.
That's a little syndromic.
Yeah,
but here's the thing.
Super Bowl syndrome is when someone can't see anything but the trophy being raised.
Everything's fine next year, no matter what.
But I'm a Jalen guy because he's the greatest quarterback.
Oh, that's fine.
When you have the greatest quarterback in the league. Well, he outduels Pat Mahomes every time they match up in the Super Bowl.
Sure does.
Well, he threw for like 100 yards in the Monday night game, and the defense won the game.
Well, Monday night. When did I say Monday night? I said Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah,
Super Bowl.
But he didn't really outdo him in the first game.
Well, I think so.
He fumbled.
Well, yeah, and also, what a response right after that. I mean, that's resiliency.
He gave up 7 points on offense.
Yeah, but then, boom, right before you know it, you're right back into the fight.
Continue. Best ever. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, he's just right now in the league, he's just when you have you're consistently in the mix.
Nobody better.
I mean, think about it. 3 years in a row, you're winning double-digit games. In the NFL, you're winning double-digit games, win streak. I'm saying win streak throughout a regular season.
That's impressive.
Who does that?
The Eagles.
Exactly.
Yes.
With Jalen Hurts as the quarterback.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. And the not Eagles leading the league in turnovers for 23
Eagles,
games.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts, the quarterback, and then the Eagles. He's just got the it factor. It's unbelievable.
Right. He has the it factor, and he's in the second tier of quarterbacks in the NFL
I mean, if that's your tier, my tier is it's him and then Pat Mahomes.
I'm glad we arrived here.
Vanilla Gorilla talk, and we get right here.
I'm obviously joking around a little bit, but my point is I do have a lot of faith in the quarterback, and when I have this much faith in the quarterback, I think I'm always in a mindset where you're in a position
so
to succeed.
Maybe by the end of the show, we'll diagnose you.
Yeah.
Right now, he's trending towards syndrome.
Peloton
Davis, best quarterback in the league.
But
this is syndrome.
But can I have a Jalen? I feel like this is Jalen-centric. Because that much of a believer in the quarterback.
It's like variants of like a disease or like a virus, right?
Might just be delusion, though.
Well, no. I watch the Super Bowl MVP. I mean, I know what I'm watching.
It's
I'm
Jalen. That's Jalen derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
Where there's Super
Bowl. You know what
Bowl
the funny
syndrome.
Part is? That we obviously have a good quarterback here, right?
Yeah,
a winning quarterback, a championship-level quarterback. And we still find something to argue about the quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's because you guys have
no.
You have the virus.
If people go too far. Like, Jalen Hurts. All right, now we're here.
So yeah, that's good.
People could just never get enough.
Well,
we won the
great.
Super Bowl. It's great. Doesn't have to be the best
Can
ever.
I give you a
no. let me
give you,
in the league?
Yeah.
All right, so your brain always goes to hockey. My brain goes to baseball, right? I'm going to give you a comp.
Okay.
Derek Jeter was a great player.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter, 3,000 hits, Hall of Fame, all that, champion. Winner. Derek Jeter wasn't Albert Pujols. He wasn't Barry Bonds. Wasn't Ken Griffey Jr. Like, why do we do this with Jalen? I think Jalen is the NFL's modern version of Derek Jeter. He got to a great franchise. He's a big reason why they win, right? I've given him credit for that. He's a winner. He's clutch. He's not Mahomes. He's not Burrow. He's not Allen.
Yeah. Screw me with Josh Allen. What's next? Justin Herbert?
Yep,
I mean,
why not?
Please.
No.
Stiff.
Herbert crapped the bed in the postseason.
Okay.
He's
yes, he had
the bed.
Turnovers. Josh Allen, all these turnovers. Yet our quarterback doesn't turn the – now, the 1 year Josh Allen doesn't turn it over.
Wow.
But yet Jalen doesn't turn the rock over when he's in his groove. He did early last season, but he
well, because they made him stop throwing the football as much.
Look at that Super Bowl. I think he was throwing the football beautifully.
Well, one last thing.
Yep.
Josh Allen has a better interception percentage and a better sack percentage than Jalen in the playoffs.
Whoop-dee-damn-do.
I just needed to point out a fact.
Yeah, I don't like
the Allen
facts.
Turnover thing.
I don't like facts.
We typically don't
facts
either.
Facts on WIP.
Yeah, we don't do facts.
Unless they help my narrative.
Yes. That's
you don't
true.
Use them.
Yeah. Let me give you one more. Okay. Let me give you one more.
Well, so you're telling me going to hockey, he's not Wayne Gretzky?
He's not
Wayne
Gretzky.
He's not Sidney Crosby?
I'll bring it back to football because we did the baseball. Now we're doing hockey.
Okay.
About 12, 13 years ago, Russell Wilson was a champion.
Yep.
Clutch, winner, all this stuff, right? On a great franchise.
Cornball, though.
And he still is.
Clown.
But he had a run like Jalen's in right now where he was obviously one of the better quarterbacks in the league. I never thought Russell was as good as Breeze or Manning or Brady or, you know, whoever else you want to put in the top-ish of that realm. That's the way I view Jalen. Like, he's bumping up against it. He's in the conversation. But look at that PFF list that came out, right? That's what we're all kind of basing this off of 2 weeks ago. I thought it was so fair. There was so much anger, and I'm like, if they put him 9 behind Justin Herbert, then let's flip out. 5,
well, I like
I'm like, this is fine.
I like you brought the Russ thing up because he out-dueled Peyton Manning in that Super Bowl.
And they blew them out.
Was that the year Peyton threw like 50 touchdowns
yes.
and set the record?
Peyton
Nobody's
was
arguing
better.
Russell Wilson's better than Peyton Manning.
Well,
it's okay, though.
Yeah.
Russell won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Are you guys done?
Yes.
Okay. For now.
It goes Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And then that's all that matters.
That's great.
Because when you get him under center, if you ever are under center, you're in a good position to win. I mean, every single
that's
week I feel
correct.
Great
I
because
agree.
My quarterback
well, yeah.
is
I
at
agree.
The top of the league.
Totally agree.
And he is in charge and his demeanor. I mean, it's just so encouraging
and that's
to the
okay
room.
To
it's just elite.
That's
He's
okay
got
to
elite,
leave it there, though. He's
elite
the best.
Aura. Okay, and that's why they win.
All right,
top of his skill set.
Let's find some common ground. He's the best quarterback in Eagles history.
Well, of course.
Yeah,
I'm a McNabbsman. I give McNabb credit that people don't. I'm a McNabbsman.
But no, he's better.
Are you anti-McNabb?
No, I just – McNabb was good. Is that anti-McNabb?
Well, without Jalen, who was the best?
Oh, Nick Foles.
Oh, okay.
And it's Nick Foles.
Well, why? Because he won a Super Bowl? But my guy's Super Bowl doesn't matter.
Big game. Forget Jalen for 1 second. Big game.
Uh-huh.
Who's your quarterback, McNabb or Foles? You know the answer.
Oh, yeah, I do know the answer.
It's Foles.
I know the answer.
You famously said, five threw up.
Five threw up.
Foles or Hurts in the big game?
Jalen's a better player.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. We're common ground in this thing. If we can make that a verb.
I'll be honest. If you had asked me that after the Rams game in the postseason last year, before the title game in the Super Bowl, I would have said both.
Oh, come on. It was snowing.
I would have said both.
It was snowing.
Oh, Stafford threw for 320.
It was snowing.
He got sacked like 10 times.
Well, it was
snowing.
Tough,
yep, that's
tough
right.
On
yeah,
the ground.
That's right.
All right. I'm glad we do that.
How did we have to get it out of the way?
Yeah, it's almost like once a show, you got to just get it out of your system.
I guess you're right.
All right, Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up? But Will, you're not going to tell me Kepler should hit third today. Please don't do it. I can't.
Hey, listen, man. I'm gonna tell you what the problem is, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like this team's spirit is broken, man. And it's like, you know, like one of the callers said, there's no fight. It's no excitement to them. It's like they lost their fight for the game, right? But this is the thing. This is what I keep saying, man. These teams are not better than us. We keep losing because we've beaten ourselves, man.
Before you go on, let me ask you a question. I tend to think you're right, like Milwaukee and Toronto, right? They're not better. But if they keep beating us, maybe we're not as good as we think we are.
No, but you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What we are. The whole thing is, we not sticking with the script. If they will follow the script like the Eagles did, they said no matter what, we're going to run this ball until they're able to stop it. So the whole thing is, we're going to keep hitting, playing small ball until they're able to stop it. Now, you know what I've been noticing now? Look very carefully. These last two teams has been beating us at our own game. The thing that was helping us win, the double steals, the work in the pitchers, and hitting and field hit. And you know what I'm saying? They're doing everything that they need to do in order to get people on and man to take that gamble and bring some people home, man. We stopped doing that. I don't see that anymore, man. But, you know, like I said, with the Bryce, I mean, with the Sherbert leading head off and turning.
I heard him call with the lineup yesterday.
He put Kepler third yesterday.
I was in tears.
Well, I'm ready to DFA Kepler. Forget third.
So crazy. You know what's so crazy? Y'all doubting it because if you don't understand what I've been noticing, I think Kepler is like he's a third or fourth hitter. I know that he's more comfortable at that number.
The problem is he can't hit. I mean, that's the main problem with Max Kepler.
You know what? All right, I know I'm about to give you my answer, but I'm going to say this, man. Y'all be giving up on players too fast, man.
We took the pledge, Will.
I'm 38, Will. I'm not getting any younger. Like, I can't watch Max Kepler.
And now we're trying junk food.
I know. I mean, I don't got much time left. All right, Will, what do you got for us? Will, what do you got? What is your food we should try that's definitely not good for us?
I'm going to say this and I'm going to be quiet. Well, if you're going to say that, right, well, then the Phillies should be all in. Bring everybody up from
I like that.
What's his name?
Crawford.
Painter. Everybody. Bring them all up.
Bring the whole Triple A team. Minor league team up. Let's flip.
Let's go all in.
All right.
Let's go all in.
And then Bohm at leadoff, baby.
Yeah, no,
let's go, Will.
Yeah, Will has wanted Bohm at leadoff, Kepler third in the past. All right, Will, what do you got? What's the food?
Hey, man, what we're known for, Philly cheesesteaks, baby.
All right, cheesesteak. There we go. I mean, it's not a wow thing.
Don't clog you up.
But, yeah, it's not good for you. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing better than when you just see the grease and you know you're about to annihilate something that
well,
that's
what's the is the key wet. For you, the, is it the grease or is it the roll?
Both. Yeah. The combination.
You like the seated roll?
I can do the seated roll.
I think the seated roll is the best.
I'm very not picky. When it comes. You put a cheesesteak in front of me, I don't care with, without, what cheese, that I'm eating it. I am a very non-picky eater.
You spend enough time away from the area, though, you'll start to get a little picky. I went to college near Pittsburgh.
They make it bad out there?
Well, horrendous. I mean, there was this might have just been like because I was in a cafeteria, but they had set up. It was like hot dog rolls, basically. These were potato rolls with the steak in it.
And smaller,
just like straight up nacho cheese.
Oh, no.
And the guys, I guess I was wearing a Flyers hat, and the guy's like, you're going to like these. And I'm like, I'm not.
Actually, these suck.
Yeah. I didn't even try it.
Oh, that sounds terrible. All right, 215-592-9494. For your phone calls here on the Phils, bigger concern, the offense right now, which really is like three hitters deep, or is it the pitching staff overall, the bullpen, and now we throw Lizardo in, who has really, I mean, historically struggled two starts. Where do you come down on the Phils' bigger concern? And do the Eagles need to make a move to add to the defensive line? I think so. Kyle thinks so. Broads is good. He's believing in what they have, including Peloton Davis. We'll get off your phone calls here. Try Day Friday. Looking for something bad for you, food that we should try, but it's just good. Like junk food that is just, you want to try it. 215-592-9494. All right, we get back. We'll unpack something else. We're going to have Jaws on soon. Some guests coming in here. We're live at the Ron Jaworski golf outing at Riverwinds. But we're going to unpack, should the Phillies do something drastic? Should they make a couple big switches? Guys from the minors to the majors? Maybe not the whole team.
All of them.
You know what? Screw it. No, we're going to talk about which ones they should bring up. Is it time to hit a couple buttons now? We'll discuss it. Midday Show, Broads in for Hughes, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. We are live today at Riverwinds for the Ron Jaworski Golf. And the 41st, my 41 of these over the years. We love being here. Thanks to Ron Jaworski for inviting us. Ron's going to join us coming up in a little bit, also with some other guests coming up. So stay tuned. We got a lot going on. Scott Fransky will join us at noon. As he does, it is a Fransky Friday on the Midday Show. Broads in for Hugh Douglas. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get right back to the phones here in a second. Quickly, I want to thumbs up, thumbs down on should we do a shakeup with the Phils outfield? So we know we're not getting anything out of center field and left field right now. With the combination of Rojas and Marsh at center and, I guess, Weston Wilson and Kepler in left. Bros, are you ready to shake some things up here? What I mean by that is the drumbeat is getting louder for Justin Crawford, who, despite hitting a lot of ground balls and everyone's saying, I don't know if that translates, he keeps hitting 300 at every level they elevate him to, including now at AAA. So we got Crawford, Otto Kemp, who could play a little third, outfield. Are you ready to call some of these guys up, inject some energy into this thing in the outfield?
You have to. I mean, it's desperation time, so it's something that you have to do even if you don't want to. My fear would be if you are bringing up a bunch. Let's say it's Kemp and it's Crawford.
Yep.
Does that change your messaging to guys like Bryce, guys like Trey, guys like Nick? Where,
in terms of like the point of the season?
Now, I know they'd spin it like we need to do something because what we're doing isn't good enough, but I almost wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Once you bring up Crawford, aren't we now watching Crawford through a lens of watching him grow as a young player?
Yeah.
And can you really survive winning a championship by having to go to your AAA roster and bringing up Kemp to play every day and Crawford every day, and now you're thinking you're going to win a championship with that? That's very hard to ask those two to do. So does that change your messaging to the team, even if you try to spin it like you're trying to win?
So
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's a fair question. And, like, do I think they can win a championship, though? Probably not. But I think Elliot, who was with me yesterday, said this, and it resonated when he said it to me. Could it be worse? Like, could Justin Crawford come up here and actually hit worse than Rojas and Marsh? I don't think so. I mean, even if it's just singles, I think he'd hit better. I think it'd be an upgrade. Plus, I think it would help to inform Dombrowski. Like, let's say one of the two guys we just talked about helps. Well, then you know you don't have to fill that spot at the trade deadline. You know, like, I want to hit that button now, and then I figure out, like, all right, they're not ready. All right, then I really do need to go get an outfielder. I want more information. Kyle, where are you at? We've got a lot of calls the last few days about Crawford. Are you ready to hit the button?
I've realized there's been an error in my ways. I started straying towards prospect hugging.
Oh.
And I'm like, you know, I don't want to stunt these guys' development. Screw their development, dude.
We got games to win.
The Phillies need these guys. Rojas stinks. Yep. Marsh stinks. Kepler's a stiff. It's time to inject some youth, inject some energy into this team. I don't know what was wrong with me the last few days.
It wasn't pledge-worthy.
It was not. It was not me. It was not true to who I am. So I made a change. I did a 180. I'm flip-flopping. It's time. Bring up Crawford. Do it.
You slept on it for a day. You watched Kepler yesterday. I think the perfect word for Kepler, Bros, is a stiff.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
He's a stiff.
Yeah, 100%. And the problem is all the wives out there watching, they enjoy Kepler.
Yeah, I know. They enjoy Kepler.
So maybe Dave, maybe Middleton goes, hey, he sells the ticket. He's looking at the analytics. The analytics say the women's ticket sales are up.
I get it.
And now I think we got to play Kepler. That's the only – it's not baseball. I'll tell you for free.
No.
It ain't baseball that's keeping him in that lineup.
No.
Jeez.
I can't think of one hit besides the home run off of Miller he's had in a month. Like, it's just been –
Remember spring training, though?
Oh, it was awesome.
Everyone's saying, oh, they found their guy.
30 homers.
Yeah.
Dude. I mean, he can't play.
No.
He can't play.
No, get him out of here. All right, 215-592-9494. Plus, it is a Tri-Day Friday. We're giving away a pair of tickets today to see a championship season at The Man, July 24th. It is really cool. NFL Films, the Eagles, The Man came together to create this special concert celebrating the 2024 Eagles. Mel Reese is the host of it. You could be there. All right, we're looking today for Tri-Day Friday, a bad, unhealthy food, but it's just good. You just want to have it. What should we try? Let's go to Mike in Wilkes-Barre. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Mike?
So, to touch on it, Bros, I completely agree with you 1,000,000% on everything that you're saying here.
Smart man.
Oh, here we go.
the hitting's the issue. And again, I called in a few weeks ago and brought it up. It's Kevin Long.
Thank you.
And then the team gets hot and they win some games and they hit some homers and we forget all about it. But again, we just went back to the same exact thing. Yep. That knocked us out of the playoffs last year and the year beforehand. The starting pitching doesn't really concern me too much right now. I'm not really worried about that. They'll figure that
exactly
part out.
Exactly what Broads has been saying all day.
You know what? You guys are making some good
Nailed
points,
it.
Broads and Mike.
Yep.
So, Mike, the point you made about the offense, we forgot because they were playing the A's and the Pirates and the Rockies, and they beat the crap out of those teams. We're like, yeah, they're fine. And they face it. Like, they're facing Chris Bassett yesterday, and their shit gets shut down. Burrito. These guys aren't even not. We're not talking about Paul Skeens or Yamamoto or, like, Cy Young guys. Like, these are just pretty good pitchers, and we're getting shut down by them.
I had to Google who Priester and Hall were the other day.
Oh, from the Brewers?
No clue.
Who the hell are these two guys?
I know.
And to inject life in it, it's like I thought we would have saw something after the Braves series. During the Braves series.
Yeah.
You had an opportunity, and you just let it go. And now it's like to inject life to bring up prospects that we aren't sure 100% ready. Or is it 100% worth bringing them up right now, knowing that this team has so many holes in it that can't be filled all at once?
Yeah, it probably would be a little unfair. Like Crawford would be looked as like a savior when I don't even know if he'll ever be that player, but he probably isn't right now. I'm at the point, Mike, I can't watch Marsh and Rojas take at-bats anymore.
I know, it's brutal.
I mean, just let the kid play. And maybe I'm a little bit biased because I thought his dad was such a good player. I'm like, he's probably like his dad. And if he's like half his dad, he'll be better than what we have right now. Mike, what do you got for us for Tri-Day? What's a bad food we should try? Bad for us, but good to taste.
Nardone's Pizza. The problem is that I'll eat about 12 slices in a clip.
Oh.
That's what makes it real bad for you.
What pizza was it? I missed the beginning.
Nardone's Pizza. It's like a frozen pizza up here in Wilkes-Barre. I think they have it down in the Philly area.
Okay.
But you throw it on the griddle, and then next thing you know, the box is gone. It's terrible.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
That's one I
never heard of before. I got to try that. Yeah. Mike, good one.
I was going to ask Mike if he also agreed with Broads that the Eagles
yeah.
need more on this defensive line.
He may have flip-flopped his take, which at first I thought he was an intelligent man, then I realized real quick
he disagreed with you. Yeah,
maybe not.
I love when that happens, when someone calls it like, you know what, I totally agree what you're saying, but then they're like, agree with the other side of it.
I just sit here and take it. Now, he mentioned frozen pizza, but then also mentioned the grill. Do you do frozen pizza on the grill?
No.
Is that something that I'm unfamiliar with?
No. But you know what I have been considering lately? You ever see the, like, you could put them on your patio, like the pizza oven?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about getting one.
Yeah. Now, you are pescatarian, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Why are you hesitating?
Well, no, I am. That's exactly what. I think it's just easier to say vegetarian, but I eat fish.
Well, no. You're a pescatarian.
It's easier.
No. What is that? Well, what do you mean? People don't know what pescatarian is?
Some people's brains are not developed enough for this.
Some people don't know. I'm telling you. I've said it before.
But you're setting yourself up for failure. See, at that point, it's on them.
Yeah.
Because you can't walk in and say, I'm vegetarian, then here you are eating salmon, and then they're like, I thought you were vegetarian. No. If they don't know what fish don't count.
But hold on. Don't you also think that you come off as, I'm not saying you are, but don't you think if you walk up to somebody like, I'm a pescatarian,
it's a little pretentious.
Like, oh, look at you.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
A little bit.
Just stick to the simple ones.
Or do you not want to be known as that?
Oh, no, I'm not an uppity guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm just asking. We're just learning each other.
Yeah, no, I get
trying
it.
To get to know you.
But you're
bit.
Right. I mean, technically, I am a pescatarian. Yeah. The afternoon show gives me crap about
this. I know that.
Because they say, like, I'm make-believe vegetarian. How about plant-based?
Yeah. Okay.
Because
like
I don't eat fish, like, every day.
Sure. Okay.
I'm, like, most of the time, plant stuff.
No, not to get too deep into it.
I don't think that's an apt description, though. Like, Spike is full-on vegan. So that's plant-based.
No, he's plant. I always think base means mostly. Like your fish aren't plant-based.
Like
no, but plants are my base.
But you get protein from your fish.
Yeah, I do, but yeah. not on an everyday basis.
Okay. I don't want to get too deep into it. But
too late.
What was the choice?
Oh, how did I get here?
Yes.
So, pretty organic. Like it just kind of happened.
Okay.
So my wife is a pescatarian.
Tell me what she is.
She's a pescatarian.
Okay.
Has been for a long time, like 15 years.
Okay.
14 years. I held out for about 7 or 8. We would make separate meals.
Yeah,
it became
it's a
thing. The kids came along, didn't have any time for that. So I just started eating that way.
Okay.
And I realized I had gone a long time without meat, like a long time. Had a burger, did not feel well.
Wow.
I think I couldn't digest it anymore.
Ew.
So then I was like, this is where I'm at.
Okay.
And it kind of just happened.
I don't label myself anything. I had Chipotle yesterday and had the chicken.
Yep.
But the cholesterol was so high. That I had to stop. Dude, I'm eating tofu. I'm eating fake steak. I'm eating all types of crap that I have to eat for this cholesterol. So I'm only asking because I'm searching for answers.
Oh, you're looking to be healthier?
I need to. The cholesterol was over 300 at 27 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to cut out all the good food in my life.
Are you a bad eater?
So now,
or is it genetics?
Well, that played a part.
Okay.
At one point, I was 27 taking Pravastatin. I said, I'm not
so you got to be careful.
I'm not doing this. So now I'm in this whole entire rebrand, and I got to figure myself out a little bit. So that's why I asked the question.
All right.
I mean,
I got recipe ideas if you need some help.
Yeah, I would love to. Okay. I mean, I keep eating the same three dishes.
Don't ask Kyle for any help on this.
I mean, look, it hasn't caught up to me weight-wise.
No, you look fine. I would have never known that you're a bad
guy. Yeah, but Broz doesn't have weight issues, but obviously the heart, the ticker's got
the heart, the tick.
Yeah.
Dude, especially in this job, watching the Phillies and Trey every night, it's rough.
It's tough.
Bad cholesterol and Trey is bad. That sounds like an early grave, man. I mean, you got to be careful.
I got kids.
I know.
I got to make sure I make it through. The cholesterol, the kids, I'm really watching myself.
All right, I'll help you out. We haven't talked to Chuck and Mount Airy in a while. Chuck, what's up, pal?
Yo, Jillio, what's the dealio, bro?
Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
What's up, KQ?
What's going on? What's up, dude?
Listen, man, I got to say this, right? The Phillies bring everybody up. What the hell? You ain't got nothing to lose. You know what I mean? These guys stink, okay? I told you this from the beginning of the year. The best thing about the Phillies in the summertime is to drink a beer, eat a hot dog, and watch them on TV. Just something to do. By October, they're going to go back and revert to the team that they were. They beat up on a couple tomato cans a couple weeks ago, and everybody got excited. Hold your horses. This team can't beat the Mets. And they won't be relevant. At the end of October, just like I said, they need to bring up everybody, and that might spark something. But and real quick about the Eagles. And I got one thing off topic. If you guys just let me, this is a safe haven place.
Yeah, this is the midday show is always a safe haven for crazy takes. Yep.
Yeah. I just want to say something after I say this real quick. Listen, as far as the Eagles and their them being good the way they are, I think they are fine, perfectly fine the way they are. Okay, when you play on the line with Aaron, what's your name?
Jalen Carter. Yep.
Yeah. You should be able to fall in the A-sacks. That's like playing with Reggie White. That's like playing with Aaron Donald. Okay? That's like playing with Warren Sapp. Yeah, I said it. Those guys, Bruce Smith. You know, when you got guys like that on that line, that the man, triple coverage, double coverage, I should go on that line and be able to get 5 sacks, okay? So we're good the way we are. We can't get everybody, you know what I mean? These young guys need to grow up, and they did in the Super Bowl, and I trust them, and I trust Vic, and I think they're going to be fine what we got. But let's just say something off topic real quick, and I got a food for y'all real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say I hate Daryl Morey, and I see sports hate.
okay, because I don't know the guy personally, but I hate him, okay? And I know as long as he runs this team, we have no chance in hell of being a good team. He's going to ruin his third pick. When I watch Tyrese Halliburton go off the way that he's going off in the playoffs against the OKC, against the Knicks, he's just one of the best clutch players in the sport. You had an opportunity to get him, and you don't even pull the trigger. All they wanted was Ben Simmons. He said his own mouth that he could have been a sixer. And he's not here. He's in Indiana doing his thing, three wins away from winning a championship. This guy has no clue. He has no vision. He don't know how to build a team. He only knows how to just throw money at worn-out players. It's has-beens. And that's all I just got to say this about this. And I want to say you guys have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for letting me share my piece.
Jacques, what's your food? What's your bad food we should try?
Fried chicken.
It's a classic.
It is a classic.
It's a classic one. Chuck, you got it, Chuck. We appreciate it.
So I got something to chew on that Halliburton thing.
Yes.
Here's a take. I don't blame Daryl Morey for what he did at the time. I'm sorry. Nobody thought Tyrese Halliburton was this. I would have done Ben Simmons for James Harden at the time over Tyrese Halliburton 10 out of 10 times. I'm just being honest with you.
I know you are, and I understand your perspective. And I think a lot of people at the time probably felt the same way. Harden was still, and still kind of is, an all-NBA player, right? He had familiarity with him. He probably fit the timeline at the time more. But isn't it Daryl Morey's job to know,
see this,
to see the future?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
All right, I'm gonna see your take, and I'm going to raise you.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to happen. That was a crazy comeback last night, and the Pacers have had an amazing run. I don't think they're going to win the series. I still think Oklahoma City will come back and win the series. If I'm Josh Harris, if I watch Tyree, if it's all true, right, because there's been rumors and sources, people said they could add Halliburton, they turned it down. Okay. Bro, if Tyrese Halliburton runs the table and beats the Oklahoma City Thunder, I'd fire Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
Like, if it's true, and like, I'm Josh Harris, and I have all the information, and I know that that was, like, we decided on Harden over him, I would fire him. I'd be like, you had him, and you gave it up. Watching it, it felt like it's one of those things where we knew this story, and we kind of followed him, like, man, we passed. It is hitting more that he's in the finals.
I agree. I do definitely have that feeling because I never thought he'd be this player.
Oh, me neither. And I never thought they'd win like this.
I know. They just hang around and they wait until the last 2 minutes of the game and they strip your soul. But, yeah, I mean, I would fire Daryl Morey even without this Halliburton thing.
I was
going to
say, do you need me to call Paul Jolovitz?
About Morey?
Well, yeah, on Sycamore Roads.
Well,
I don't think Morey's good. I'm just saying, the time, I understand going Harden over Halliburton. Halliburton in Sacramento was averaging like 13 points per game. You know, no one would see him doing this ever. But to your point, that's the job of a president.
Well, it is. It's to see the future. It's to see what's going to happen next. All right, you know what we got to do now? We are live today, as we've been the last 2 years, our third year here, at Ron Jaworski's. This is the 41st of these outings, and Ron Jaworski's going to sit down with us right now. Jaws on with Joe Giglio and Hunter Brody. Brodes, Jaws, how are you today?
Joe, Hunter, great to be with you guys. I am doing absolutely sensational. What a great day we have for my 41st annual Jaws Celebrity Golf Classic. I can still remember the first ones when I had guys like Johnny Unitas and Tom Brady out here playing golf. Now, the cast of characters changed, but the result is always the same, sold out.
Well, that's what's important. So before we get into some football stuff, just tell us about why this is so important to you and really what this is all for today.
Well, it's for the kids. I have my own foundation, Jaws Youth Playbook, which is for at-risk youth in our community. And we build ball fields, playgrounds, nutritious foods we give to kids in schools. We have a bike drive. We're going to get probably close to $10 million after this event that we've raised in that 41
wow.
years.
Wow.
And my wife and I and our Jaws Youth Playbook group, they're committed to the young people. And I remember growing up, you know, I was fortunate enough. I had nourishment. I had a good mom and dad. They took good care of me. But I saw other people that didn't have the things that I had. And I've been very fortunate to be an NFL player for 17 years, to work at ESPN for 28 years, to now own some golf courses. And I get my friends. I got a lot of friends, which is really good because you need friends. And the sports teams, not only the Eagles, but sports teams in this community. I just walked off the golf course. John Crux out there. He's got a bad cold and a bad back. He's going to ball about 280 down the middle. But you see the guys that Ike Reese, you could bust Ike a little later when you get a chance.
Oh, we will.
Ike's hitting it really good. Of course, he plays Riverwinds more than I do. So he's here all the time. But it's good to see you know, all the other athletes in this town come together for this. It's just a great feeling. It's our, you know, Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean. They're out there smacking that ball. And those young guys can tattoo the ball.
Oh, you know? I'm sure they can.
So it's great to see the young guys. And, you know, they learn from, I think, from an example like I said, Mike Quick has a golf tournament every year. A lot of guys have it. It's about giving back. When the young players see that, you know, Brandon Graham will be here teeing off at 1 o'clock. Brandon says it himself. He's been coming to this tournament, I think, all 15 years he's been an Eagle. And he always talks about, hey, I see what Jaws did. It kind of gave me some momentum and drive to want to help other people. So that means a lot to me. When the other guys say, hey, Jaws, you set the tempo, I say, you know, I feel good about that. My wife feels good about it. My family feels good about it. So you're just carrying on the legacy.
Jaws, so you're talking about a lot of the Eagles on the course, right? Reed and Cooper. What's your thought on this team coming off the Super Bowl and the expectation for this year? They're still one of the favorites. They should still be a great team. They lost a lot on defense, though. What's your expectation, Jaws, for how great they could still be on defense, even though they lost Josh Sweat, they lost Milton Williams, they lost Darius Slay, they lost, you know, a good portion of the one of the best defenses we've ever seen? Do you still expect excellence, or is it going to be a challenge for Vic to get them back to that level?
To me, it's about who you didn't lose. How about Vic Fangio? You start right there. Vic's out there playing golf around. He's an awesome guy. I've known Vic for 40 years, and he's a coach with the Stars here in town. Vic is one of the best coaches in NFL history. The guy has always been successful as a defense coordinator. He is top-notch. We weren't talking about this defense last year, you know, in the preseason. Oh, our defense is mediocre, bottom half. It's coaching and players that accept coaching. Vic Fangio turned that defense around last year. You give him talent this year, he'll turn this defense around really quick. I know we lost five guys, when you got a Vic Fangio and you see what he can do, that means a lot. The players bought into his program. They drafted two solid players in the first round and second round. So you got guys to build on younger players.
Now, how about the other side with Kevin Petullo? Inexperienced in this specific role, but obviously been around Nick Sirianni for quite some time, his right-hand man. What are your expectations for him heading into this season?
Very good, very strong. And I always start, and I'll tell you a story. After the Super Bowl victory over the Chiefs, everyone's talking about, you know, Jalen obviously had a great game, defense played great. I went and looked at the tape the next day, and it was so obvious to me, and I'm a tape wonk. The tape tells me how we played and how players play. The score doesn't always indicate that. This score indicated, when I looked at the tape, the offensive line and defensive line kicked ass. That's where they won the game. So we can talk about the quarterbacks, the secondary, the blitzers, and all that. If you don't have an offensive defensive line, it's hard to win this league. This offensive line, here's what I've always loved, what I've loved about Howie Roseman. He always wanted big hogs up front. And he's always drafted guys. People say, why draft an offensive lineman? Why draft an offensive lineman? Well, we know why. This team dominated the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. We won the game because we owned the line of scrimmage. Now I'll get back to Jalen. Jalen played tremendous. This team can do whatever they want on offense. Tremendous wide receivers, a great tight end in Dallas Goedert. Glad to see him sign. And Saquon Barkley is the guy that makes it all happen. Jalen's phenomenal. He can beat you with the run, beat you with the pass, beat you with his mind now. He had a phenomenal Super Bowl, deservedly the MVP of the game. But Saquon Barkley was kind of the cherry on top of this sundae, you know. I mean, he was the guy that made it all work. I believe in balance. I'm a Dick Vermeil guy. You got to run the ball and you got to throw the ball. You get one-dimensional, it's hard to be consistent. So I love the way this team is built offensively.
You mentioned Saquon, all-time year. I mean, one of the greatest years we've ever seen from a running back. Do you expect him to be able to do it again? NFL history says you have that many touches. The next year, it's hard to replicate it. But then there are those special backs, and you've seen a lot of them, Jaws, that they can have a run of a few years where they do it like he did it last year. Do you think he can do it again close to that level?
If he stays healthy. I think there's, without a doubt, he can do it again. He's healthy. Right now, the offensive line is going to be great. It's the same cast of characters.
Right.
I expect the offense to be tremendous, even better than it was last year. But injuries are always part of the game. And remember, the Giants lost interest, not totally interested in, but they thought he got hurt a lot.
Yeah.
He was really banged up a lot with New York. But look at that offensive line he had. It was a bad offensive line. Took a lot of hits and before he even got going. So he got hit in the backfield an awful lot when he was with the Giants. Here, he gets to dictate terms of engagement because he gets the line of scrimmage untouched. You know, now he can make his move, and he's a slashing-type runner, and his lateral agility is second to none in the NFL. So if he stays healthy, I think he'll break the NFL rushing record. He would have broken it last year if we needed him to break it last year. We didn't because we iced things early, which is great, but he still is a phenomenal football back. And it's health when you talk about running backs.
Do you think the Commanders closed the gap significantly this offseason?
Yeah, I actually think as I now start preparing for the season, I look at the other teams that Washington did, what Dallas is doing, what New York is doing. I think all three teams have gotten better in the offseason. I really do. So, and you look around the league, we got to play the NFC North.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's murderer's row.
So and the AFC West.
And the AFC West. So the schedule is vicious. It's going to be a hard schedule. You know, you win 12 games that schedule – it's going to be a damn a hell of a feat. So the schedule, the improvement of the other teams, you know, eventually you keep thinking, Washington's got to improve, right? They can't keep screwing this up every single year like they did on Dan Snyder. So they finally got some leadership in the front office. They got a quarterback that's going to be a phenomenal player and a real challenge for everybody. I like Dart up in New York. He's a guy that I like for the draft. So, and they got the best defensive player in the draft, maybe the best overall player in the draft. The Giants did. So they're going to be better. And Dallas, you know, you look at their roster, they got a good roster. But, you know, they lost their quarterback last year, and you're not going to overcome that.
Well, you're not. And the division was down last year, aside from the top two. So maybe a little bit where it's all better, you know, from top to bottom. Jaws, we appreciate you hopping in with us and having us out here. Love being out here. 41st. You should be proud 40, of that.
41. Oh, I'm very – it's hard to do this thing like five times.
Yeah, of course.
It's gained momentum. And yeah. I couldn't be happier with, you know, Live Casinos, our presenting sponsor. We've got great people. Everyone had a ball last night. But I can't thank the celebrities that come. Rich Gannon's here, two-time NFL MVP. You know, Dick Vermeil's been in – he can't play golf, but he walks around here, drives a golf cart, shakes hands with everybody. Everybody chips in. Mike Quick, Harold Carmichael, got all these guys out there having fun. And I can't do without support from the community. I can't do without support from the sponsors. I'll set the tempo, but I need help. I'm a quarterback, but I need good wide receivers and good offensive line, and we'll make it happen, and we are.
There we go, just like the Eagles. Ron Jaworski with us. All right, on the other side, your phone calls, and we'll talk some baseball, some Phils with Scott Fransky, Joe Giglio, Hunter Brody, live from Jaws' Golf Outing on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.